Audiomo Day 20. This is part 3 of Happy Birthday, Mr. Holmes. And at the end of this, there will be a few notes before part 4 tomorrow. Happy Birthday, Mr. Holmes, part 3. In hindsight, the solution was obvious. That was Holmes' skill, his parlour trick, as some victims had described it. I'd seen his leaps of faith, inspired deductions and uncanny conclusions many times, and yet the inevitable unlocking of the puzzle was always obscured from me until Sherlock lifted the veil of smoke from his beloved pipe. Sometimes it took more than one pipe, sometimes as many as three. In this case, the unstated conundrum set by his brother, Mycroft, had consumed 5 refills. It might have broken new ground, but the tobacco slipper had been returned empty to its customary place above the dusty fireplace. The request for wine was, I gather, significant, dear brother? Holmes speculated, while tapping the pipe clear of ash and returning it to the mantelpiece. Mycroft raised an eyebrow in response. You wish to receive additional guidance? I must say, I'm taken aback. And here's some footnotes, which are on the 6minutestory.com website, but I'll just read them out. Someone asked me what emotions this story evoked and whether or not I was a member of any Sherlock Holmes societies. I used to be. These stories are getting me in the mood again. Thank you. I'm a big fan of Holmes, or to be more accurate, Dr. Watson, whose voice I always feel is overlooked. Particularly since I was very ill, bedridden and delirious for weeks, and re-read the complete Sherlock Holmes from cover to cover. I vaguely recall several fever-fueled hallucinatory encounters where I was in the stories. I'm still not sure I actually escaped. And someone asked me if there was a... If I was better after my illness and various other things, and was there going to be a part 4, which inevitably there actually was. And I also responded saying, I'm currently enjoying The House of Silk, a recently written return to Sherlock Holmes, which inspired me to write these. The first part was meant to be self-contained, but like all things worthwhile, I couldn't resist the temptation of ruining it with a sequel or two. I think that this particular story arc is now quite hard to finish, hence the delay between episodes, but needs to have closure in one or at most 2 more chunks. Having painted myself into a corner, I need to think hard to get an ending worthy of Conan Doyle. Pulling Mycroft's rubber mask off to reveal Professor Moriarty did suggest itself, but I drowned that idea with some other unwanted kittens. And as I said, there will actually be a part 4. But it's interesting looking back on it now that the first part was actually meant to be a one-off kind of sting in the tail kind of story. But I kind of did really enjoy going back to trying to weave it into something a little bit bigger. And that's what you'll get in part 4 tomorrow.